Public Safety Act is, of course, it has been misused. There is no doubt about it.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. The August 5th decision of the Indian government to abrogate Article 370 meant that a new political and legal system would be put into place in Kashmir. Does that mean existing laws before October 31st, specific to Kashmir, are to be replaced by laws applicable to the rest of the country? How will the new Union Territory adapt new laws, and which are the laws that will be repealed or retained? We will discuss these questions in detail with Kashmiri journalist Kurratullain Rehber, who has taken a look at the most contentious laws, those which have a dubious history in Kashmir, specifically the Public Safety Act and the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. Before we speak to Kurrat, let us first play back excerpts from an interview with Advocate Wajid Ahmed, who works at the Srinagar High Court.
See, there will not be any new laws. There will be certain central acts which were not being implemented. They will get implemented here. There will be nothing like anything new. There were certain laws which had subsisting earlier also. By virtue of the reorganization act, they have been saved, but they continue to remain in operation. There were certain other laws which have been replaced by the central laws because there were the laws which, because meter laws in center also. There was, like we had our penal code, penal laws. For the Ranjit penal code, there was also penal law in India, there was a penal code. The Ranjit penal code of Kashmir, though in principle it was almost same, the contents of the act were same. If murder was an offence in Jammu and Kashmir, murder was offence in Kashmir as well. If it was 302 in India, it was 302, served as 302 here as well. The ingredients were same, intention was same. Only the book was different. The title of the book was different, and there was a minor change in the sections. That much material difference in principle was there between these two acts, but they were called by different names. Now it has been made perimeter as whatever is operating in west of the India. It is now either penal code. Most of the laws which are in operation here, they have been changed and they continue to operate.
That was Advocate Wajid explaining how the laws which existed before October 31st are being treated at the moment. Kurrat, can we begin our conversation today by first discussing the Public Safety Act and what it means to the Valley?
Public Safety Act is a law which allows detention up to 2 years in case of person acting in any prejudicial manner to security of state, and for administrative detention up to 1 year in case of person acting in any prejudicial manner to public order. So initially it was introduced to deal with smugglers, but when we see the history of Kashmir, it clearly shows that Public Safety Act is commonly used law for administrative detention. And since its existence from 1978, almost 20,000 people have been detained under Public Safety Act. And when we compare a few years official data, like PSA has It has doubled in 2018 in comparison to 2016, where in 2016, more than 900 people were detained under Public Safety Act. And in 2019, since article was abrogated, 350 people have been detained under Public Safety Act in just 3 months. Also, 144 juveniles, including children with an age of 11 and 9, have been arrested under this law.
All right. Let me bring in Professor Gul Mohammad Wani here, who will give us a little bit of information regarding the usage of the PSA in Kashmir.
हमें क्या है अब इन चीजों में जाने की कि whether it is a union territory or state. Public Safety Act is, of course, it has been misused. There is no doubt about it. And civil liberties and human rights of the people have been violated. Not only in Jammu and Kashmir, but in all parts of India, this act needs to be, in fact, scrapped.
Kurrat, what Professor Wani is saying in his interview is that PSA has been misused a lot, and that it is a tool which has been used by the administration to weed out anybody who goes against the state.
See, after Like Article 370, as I already mentioned, a lot of people have been detained under like Public Safety Act. See, misuse of PSA has been widely reported from many years, and this year as well, like there has come reports about PSA being misused. And I'll speak about like when we see international and civil political rights. So it says that anyone arrested has a right to be immediately informed about the reason for the arrest. But when we see Section 13 of PSA, it allows a detaining authority not to communicate grounds of detention up to 10 days of detention. So here, it violates the international law. And second, as per international law, political speech cannot be prohibited unless it constitutes the direct threat to the public order. But what we saw in this unrest, that even prominent leaders of the valley had been detained, and even like Umar Abdullah, Mahbuba Mufti, and Shah Faisal, who is a bureaucrat turned politician, they continue to remain in under Public Safety Act since August 5. Amnesty International has also called it a lawless law because, as they say, that this law gives police absolute power to detain thousands of people on mere suspicion against whom there may not be any chargeable criminal offense.
So, Kurat, in your reporting that you've been doing since the 5th of August, how many such cases have you come across yourself, and what is the experience of the people or the families been? You know, of those who have been arrested under PSA.
So I have done few cases of PSA, and today I'm going to particularly speak about two cases. One is from he's 33-year-old resident of Kulgam village of South Kashmir, who is under Public Safety Act from August. So this person is suffering from cancer, and like from last 3 months he is in jail. Even when family has filed habeas corpus in High Court for quashing his PSA detention, so they have little hope for his early detention. See, even after seeing his case when he was put under Public Safety Act, this is very strange that a deputy commissioner in the area had even he had no copy of file of PSA, and his family said that when he was shifted to Bareilly, they had no idea about it. So they clearly say that baseless allegations was put on him, and he was just a businessman who was doing his business. But see, what is more interesting here is that his family had no idea, and he was shifted to outside jail without letting them know. And one more case is he was a 16-year-old minor. So he's from Sri Gufara, Anantnag. So he was also slapped with a PSA. See, minors cannot be put under Public Safety Act because they have to be shifted to juvenile homes. But he was shifted outside also. And in his case, irony was that PSA dossier, in his document, police had written that his age was 22-year-old, which was not the case. And they had also mentioned that he has passed his 12th board examination. But as per his school certificate, then it shows he just 16-year-old. And right now he is preparing for his 12th class.
All right. Kurat, what is going to happen to the PSA now that the political system, the legal system, everything has changed in Kashmir?
Mm-hmm.
Now that Jammu and Kashmir is a union territory, what is going to happen to PSA and also to AFSPA?
See, when Jammu and Kashmir became union territory, a lot of laws have been repealed, but controversial laws like PSA and AFSPA has remained such. And I talked to lawyers, they told me that they had this thing in their minds that PSA was repealed, but it was not the case. It is still there and it has been retained. And same is the case with AFSPA. like when central government recently said that it has an authority to declare any area in newly created Union Territory of like Union Territory Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh as disturbed under controversial AFSPA, which you might be aware that it gives sweeping power to security forces to act against any suspect.
Okay. So as far as PSA is concerned, it has been retained and it will continue to operate.
Yes, both of these laws will act like they were, and no changes have been done yet.
So now PSA is going to be retained. What about UAPA?
UAPA.
The Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, which is functional across India. Obviously this will now be functional in Kashmir as well.
This is also going to be implemented in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. This will be another law to already existing laws. Like there are already PSA and AFSPA like laws, but UAPA will also be functioning in Kashmir.
Before we wrap up, let me play back a conversation with Advocate Meer Urfi, where she speaks about how new laws such as the UAPA are being applied in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir.
After 5th August, what they did, they started booking, just stone pelting ke allegations, they started booking them in Unlawful Activities Act. So, wo cheez Unlawful Activities mein is a provision 43D, which provides a bar. Court has to spell out the reasons why he has admitted and refused to bail, but then he has to spell out that there is no evidence against him. Uski wajah se court ek extra burden hota hai, court ko peruse karni padti hai, case like court usually bail nahi milti hai. That's the only thing. Aur stone pelters jo hai, jo aap rioting mein involved hai, they are booking them in unlawful. It takes them 6 months to get bailed out. Yani 6 mahine they can be kept in custody without trial, without any court ki koi proceedings. Just for on remand, they are kept in 6 months. Who Jesus man?
How many PSA have you caused?
Main wo number. Abhi to 5th August ke baad to kuch hi caused hua. Caused hi nahi hua.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.